A good Nerev Shabbos, everybody. It is time to turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. The covered Shabbos Kodesh. Big thank you to our generous sponsors of Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. Dear friends, many in support of Fishman, Swiss Chayim, I support of Fredel, in memory of Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs, of Yaakov Siben David Aryeh. Here comes our siren. Shabbos is coming, and we are turning Friday into Erev Shabbos. Today's Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos is sponsored by Rebecca Kahn for Refu Shleim of Refu Yisrael Dov, Ben Avigai Aleah. May the learner turn Friday into Erev Shabbos, turn his third Shabbos in the world to a Shabbos of complete Refuah. Shabbos Simi Lizok, Refuah Krov Alavo. Should have a speedy, complete, painless Refuah Shlema, and only lots and lots of Nachas. Okay, we continue Rav Itcher Meyer on Shabbos, turning our Friday into Erev Shabbos. Fridays are getting shorter. Shabbos is coming sooner. We have to be ready earlier. And now this is the proof of when we are really Shomer Shabbos, not just when Shabbos begins, but longing, getting ready, preparing. As we wrote in our Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos group, that it says, that Yaakov says in Lavan, Garti v'tarik mitzvos shamarti. He observes. Shamarti doesn't mean I kept mitzvos. He couldn't possibly keep mitzvos. Shamarti means aviv shamar sadavar. He longed. He looked forward. He yearned for the possibility when he could return to mitzvos. To be a Shomer Shabbos Jew is not on Shabbos. It is the longing, the yearning, the anticipation before Shabbos. And we prove that when we say to everybody, a good Erev Shabbos, when Friday is not Friday, it's Erev Shabbos. And our greeting is different. And our demeanor is different. And the atmosphere in our home, when our attitudes, when our entire posture, our face is all different, it all reflects, Shabbos is coming. That we long for, we wait for, and we live for the holy and the happy and the healthy Shabbos. Let's continue. We're on page Tezvav. Echam Yisodas Avodahi, one of the foundations of serving Hashem, says Rav Itcher Meyer, Lehischadesh Tamid Ba'avodah, to constantly be renewing, to constantly be restarting, to constantly be refreshing our sense of serving Hashem. Lehaschal Mechadash, to begin anew, to constantly within ourselves challenge ourselves, to have new yearning and new longing and new wishes and new dreams, to never feel I've arrived. What is my aim? What is my goal? Who do I want to be? Is my Shabbos at 50 years old the same it was when I was 40 or 30 or 20 or 10? I shared earlier this week that someone sent me a picture of my second grade Chumash party. It's amazing. My son looks exactly like I did when I was a kid. It's a beautiful thing to see. And when I saw myself at whatever age I was, seven, eight years old, holding a chumash, I thought, wow, I never dreamt then that I have the privilege today of teaching Torah, of teaching Parsha every week. And think, I hope that my knowledge, my understanding, my appreciation, the depth of Parsha is increasing every year. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky said that, imagine you give a three-year-old their first pair of tzitzis. It says, Yelad Tov. And they wear it, you're so excited, and you sing Mazel Tov, and you are cheering on this little child who's wearing their first pair of tzitzis. It's so sweet. Now at the bar mitzvah, imagine the kid's wearing the same little tzitzis. Now they come down to his pupik. It's embarrassing, says Yelad Tov. Now this boy's walking down the aisle towards the chuppah, he's a chassan. The tzitzis come up to here, and they say Yelad Tov. It's pathetic, it's sad. The same boy is wearing this little tzitzis when he was 3 years old, when he's 13 years old, and when he's a chassan under the chuppah. Said Rav Yaakov, how many of us do that? Our understanding of the Siddur is frozen in time from when we were a little child. Our understanding of the Parsha is frozen in time for when we were a little boy. We have to grow. We have to advance. That's what Rav Itcher Meyer is writing. Do we have new aims and new goals and new wishes? Are we constantly raising the bar in who we could be, who we want to be, who we're meant to be? Is Shabbos the same Shabbos it was? Do we have an understanding of Shabbos, an appreciation of Shabbos? Do we look forward to Shabbos? Do we prepare for Shabbos? Do we introduce new things to Shabbos, new things to our Shabbos table? Be they new salt shaker, new silver, new delicacies, new minhagim, new practices, new zmiros, new divrei Torah. Do we have a different new attitude? Ki chol yom shehashem yisbarach nosein lahu madrega chadasha. Every day God gives us is a new level. V'yesh bo davar chadash. It's a new us. It's a new world. And therefore, it's a new opportunity. Shlohaya v'loyiya. Every single day is unique. And who we are on every day is unique. We are different than we were the day before. We're different than we'll be the day after. That's true every single day. All the more so, it's true Shabbos and every Shabbos. When a person understands that the essence of Shabbos is the opportunity to draw close, to connect to Hashem, Vashkasano Ba'is Ora Shabbos, Az Ba'is Hashem Yisborach, Azayu Maven Shad Ligdula So Yisborach, Ein Cheker. When it comes to God's greatness, we have no comprehension. We cannot fathom. There is no limit. There is no end. There is no finish line. There is no finish line. There is no end. There is no ceiling. There is nothing. So every day is broken up into its increment. Every week is an increment. And it means that every Motzei Shabbos, we begin the next week. Who am I? Who am I meant to be? What am I meant to accomplish? How am I meant to live this week? And how am I meant to next Shabbos be greater than this Shabbos? Every day and every week and every month and every year, to break it down into these increments and think about in those units and challenge ourselves. That doesn't mean that we don't also find the ability to pause and to celebrate success. We have to mark our victories. We have to recognize our efforts. We pause to appreciate what we've achieved. But we're never satisfied or complacent. We never become apathetic or indifferent. We continue to challenge ourselves, to set new goals and new standards, to push ourselves with greater expectations, that no Shabbos should look like the last. Are we going to live the same year over and over again and call it a life? Or does one year grow? Does it build upon the previous one? Kitzarach shelo listapek b'mesha kibalnu, to never be satisfied or satiated with what we have. V'gamen kvar zocha ma'at, even if we've merited a little bit, tamid tzarach l'chapes od. We have to search, we have to yearn, we have to look, we have to push, we have to demand more. Ula hischoneinu lachin kelim. And in order to prepare, kelim, the kaba b'am or gadol yoser madrega chadasha legamrei, v'kirvas Hashem Yisborach, to accept greater light and higher levels in our closeness to Hashem. And so, as we go into every Shabbos, and as we come out on Motzei Shabbos, to evaluate that Shabbos, to think about what we extracted from that Shabbos, how we were transformed by that Shabbos, and then never to become satisfied. What will I do more? What will I differently? What will I add? How will I grow further the following Shabbos? Sheifa, our goal, our aim, has to increase. It has to grow each and every single week. To be Shomer Shabbos, all week long, to look forward, to anticipate, to long for, to yearn, to experience Friday not as Friday, but as Erev Shabbos, a Gittin Erev Shabbos, a wonderful and a beautiful, a happy, a healthy, and a holy Erev Shabbos Kodesh. Oh, yeah, yeah, Shabbos, the COVID Shabbos, avoid this. Wishing everyone a happy, a healthy, and a holy Shabbos. See you, Mitzvah Hashem. Next week is a new you and a new world and a new opportunity, a fresh and a new day. Have a healthy, happy, and holy Shabbos.